Our water cooler topic for today is Purim, Remember the Cynic. Around the time of Purim, the holiday of Purim, we have in Jewish tradition something that is called the four parshas, the Dalet Parshiyos, which are that on the Shabbos, four Shabboses around Purim and Pesach, a little before Purim and until a little before Pesach, we read an additional maftir, an additional part of the one Torah reading where the maftir usually is a repetition of the last few verses of the Torah portion. We add a new Torah portion four times. And one of them, the one, the Shabbos right before Purim, is called Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar means the portion of Zachar of remembrance, that we should remember. And what is it that we are remembering? Well, Parsha Zachar talks about the story of Amalek. Who was Amalek? Amalek was the nation when the Jewish people left Egypt. All the nations of the world were in awe. They stopped. They saw this great nation, the Jewish nation. The first nation that came. And as we are told, Asher Karcha Baderech, that he cooled you off on the way, the Torah says, that if you have a boiling hot pool of water and nobody wants to go in, the first person who jumps in cools off the water because he makes it seem like that it's not so bad, it's not so hot. And so Amalek was that first nation to start up with the Jewish people when everybody stood back. And so we have to remember Amalek, and the Torah tells us to eradicate Amalek. And that is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in the Torah, possibly the only mitzvah that we have to, according to the Torah, read every single year, is Parsha Zachar, as we remember what happened to Amalek, to the Jewish people when we left Egypt, that Amalek was the first nation that started up with us. Why do we read it before Purim? Because Haman, the villain of the Purim story, was a descendant of Amalek, was a grandchild of the wicked Amalek. So who was Amalek? And what was so terrible about Amalek that Amalek has to be eradicated? We talk about Amalek, the Torah tells us that Amalek should cease to exist. We see in Ach, we see in the prophets, the story of King Saul, that he was told to destroy Amalek and he left over just one person, and therefore he lost the fact that his kids and his children and his grandchildren would be kings after him because he didn't fully eradicate Amalek. So who was Amalek and what was so bad about Amalek? I once saw Rav Hutna in Pachad Yitzchak. He says on the verse, Reishis Goyim Amalek V'Achrisei Adai Oved, when it talks about the coming of the Mashiach, the time when all the nations of the world again will realize that Hashem Echad, that God is one, and the greatness of the Jewish nation. So we are told, Reishis Goyim Amalek, the first of the nations was Amalek, but V'Achrisei Adai Oved, Amalek has no future. In other words, all the nations of the world, in the coming of Mashiach, all the nations of the world will realize the greatness of Hashem and will adapt to it and will have a purpose in the future. But Amalek will have no purpose. Amalek will be destroyed because Amalek has no purpose. Who was Amalek? What is Amalek? What is Asher Karcha Baderech that he cooled you off on the way? Amalek was what we call a leitz. What is a leitz? A leitz is somebody who mocks. A leitz is somebody who's cynical. It's not a joker. It doesn't mean somebody who says jokes. We are told all the way at the beginning of Tehillim, the first verse in Psalms, this talks about Ashrei Yesh Hashalei Halach Batzas Hashoim, that a person who Moshev Leitzim Lo Yoshev, he didn't sit around with people who mock, with people that are cynical. One of the worst things we can do in Judaism, I guess generally, is to mock other people and to be cynical because there is no purpose to what we are doing. But what is a leitz? A leitz is somebody who can look at a situation. For example, he looks at a wall, a perfectly painted, clean wall, and there's a little hole inside. And he looks at the wall and he says, wow, there's a hole in the wall. And makes that hole bigger and bigger and bigger. In other words, there's a perfectly clean wall with a little spot. The leitz, the cynical person, the mocker, takes that little hole and makes it big, big, and that's the only thing that he sees. And so somebody who is cynical looks at a situation and only sees the bad within every situation. And that was Amalek. Amalek was able to look at Klal Yisrael, at the nation of Israel, at the greatest time in Jewish history, and find something cynical and blow it out of proportion to the point where there was nothing that he was afraid of, and therefore was the first nation that started up with the Jewish people. Therefore, in the future, when we talk about the time when Mashiach comes, that all the nations of the world will serve a purpose. Because even if they weren't necessarily great, but they all had something within them that can be channeled into something good. But cynicism can never be channeled into something good. Cynicism in its atzmius, intrinsically, cynicism is something that is terrible. And therefore, Amalek has no future. Because in the future, cynicism has no future. The only time that we talk about the concept of cynicism, of Litzanus as being okay, is Litzinusa Davoy Dezara. Cynicism of making fun of idol worship, or an idol. And when Mashiach comes, there isn't going to be any idols anymore. It will just be people understanding that there is God. And therefore, the concept of Litzanus, the concept of mockery, the concept of cynicism has no place. And Amalek, therefore, has no place. And so when we remember Amalek, and we remember who Haman was, and on Purim, when we remember the cynic, we remember that cynicism is a terrible thing. Because all it does is it takes anything that's good and finds a teeny bit of a problem with that and magnifies it tremendously and destroys it. And we are told that we have to destroy Amalek and we have to destroy cynicism. And the same way that we have to destroy Amalek as a nation, we have to destroy the cynicism within all of us so that we can become positive people to be able to serve Hashem, to serve God as best as possible.